out what you wanted to be. Teaching was at the top of your list.
The man you're about to see in here, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain. Rain with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high. South has the Georgia.
Doesn't really matter. They all count. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. Sounds like somebody agrees. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Today, call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, The Talk of Chicago.
We've been gone. We've been treated bad, talked about, as you and you want. working with someone else. Say it loud.
Y'all doing this morning. I thought y'all didn't hear all that song this morning. Whew. And I got all my commercials out the way so I can just talk to y'all without breaking that 6:30. Y'all like that? Because we got a lot to deal with today. Whew. Okay. So I come with y'all with a heavy heart this morning. You know, my real good friend Phil Johnson passed last week. And so y'all about to know how I feel. Is it because I'm black, man? I really talked to his daughter and stuff, and we'll see. I know they're going to do a memorial in the summer, so I don't know what else is going on. When they call me back, I'll tell you. But, you know, just kind of thinking about our music. I had a whole thing set up for y'all, but I'm going to switch that I was going to do with all the music and the black folks who really did gospel. And, you know, most of our artists came out of the church. And we're talking about dealing with the black church and how we did. And, you know, they would come in and observe our churches to try to sign somebody up. So I'm going to do next week maybe a whole list of I keep getting pushed back and things keep happening because I really wanted to bring on my pastor from when I was a little girl who helped organize MIA. But I'm still, if I have to get him into March, I still will. I wanted to discuss that church and how the ministers and stuff did it. But I'll do it another week. So, because when Seal died, when Seal passed away, made his transition, you know, I just kind of like, my God, you know. Seal Johnson and I have been friends for a long time. In fact, I met Jimmy when he was playing with Seal. We were had to go to the club, DeLisa, to speak, to recruit some of them brothers and sisters up in there partying all night to come go to the march with us. We weren't going to Gage Park, Marquette Park, and we was recruiting, and I was too young to be in the club, really, but during that time, you know, we went everywhere, from the alley to the White House to everywhere, and you still should be able to go wherever your people are. So Diane, my sister who went on, Diane Smith, she passed last year. We was in there, we were walking, and this man with this beard, Jimmy Tillman, said, "Hey, you sisters, where y'all going 50 miles an hour walking? Talking 50 miles an hour, walking 70 miles a minute." We said, "We going in here to recruit." I said, "My mama had told me don't talk to these folks up here." Well, Diane was from Chicago. I said, "I ain't talking to them people. You know, I was still country." But it's all right about being countryside. And Sia was sitting there looking. He later told my daughter, Jimelita, that Jimmy pushed him out the way. That's how he got to talk to us first. It's really funny. Jimelita got a whole thing on Seal because, you know, we honored him last year at the Harold Washington Culture Center Legacy Award. We honored him and his daughter, Celine. But anyway, so that's how I first met Seal. And Seal always laughed. He said he had to fight to let the club owner let us stay in there. And we spoke. we recruited, and every time I would say, come on out, Jimmy would roll them drums. And so he went and got all his brothers, Satterfield and all of them. He'd be them pharaohs over there. Y'all know them. Be over there on there, whatever, with Jeff and all of them. Say, Chuck, come on, all them big old country girls down there. You better come on, man. They down there talking about freedom. Let's go get us some freedom. And they showed up, but they didn't show up. They didn't come to the marsh. They was on the other side of the lagoon. That's the day they burned up our lagoons over there. And so they burned our cars, and we had to go back to 71st Street. And there who we see all them Pharaoh brothers lined up with their Benz and stuff. I think Jimmy Benz was green. Y'all want some rides, sisters? So they gave us some rides to the church. And because I was one of the leaders, they just called me Farmer Brown. There she is. I told Jimmy, I said, you sure you want us in your car? You don't want us in your car because you're going to be in trouble. He said, that's all right, sisters. Y'all get on in. So a lot of us loaded up in the Pharaoh's cars. It was men and women that got in the Pharaoh's cars. They took us on back. Satterfield and all of us out there. And I said, okay. And what happened was, just as we got on Marquette and we were going, a brick came through the window. A zaboom. I was in the back. And this man, and Cecil, very good guitar player. I think he passed away. Jimmy said, man, I can't see. I can't drive. He pulled over to the side, and Cecil got the car, and he got in my lap. And I looked at in the back seat, and he was full of blood. And we took him to the church where they can wait on him, get him together. And he woke up, looked at me. I said, yeah, brother, that's the price you got to pay for freedom. You should have seen them suckers running. They got away. And every time I would see them, they'd say, get away from them. They talk about freedom. But anyway, but that's when I first met, I met Jimmy with Seal. So Seal and I have been friends over the years a long time. And I spent a lot of time with Seal Johnson. Just before he went to Atlanta, we talked for a little while. We talked about an hour. He said, I changed you to Seal Kirk all the time. I changed my phone number because I don't want to be bothered with folks. His number if you want me. And we just talked, and he told me he was going to go to Atlanta. He had already built a house and a studio down there, and that he was going to go on, and he'll be back. I said, well, I'll be back in the summer. And he said his daughter wanted him to come on down. And it was interesting because I thought about Seal all last week because I knew his brother, Jimmy Johnson, had passed. But I just thought about him. He's in my spirit. But I didn't get a chance to call him because I was dealing with my other sister, Lovie Copeland, who lost her son. So I put my time over there trying to make sure she was all right. But it's all right, because Seal comes from that generation with the B.B. Kings and the Seal Johnsons and all them folks. We had so many music folks. Every time we had so many you couldn't name. Right now you can name a few that's hip, that's doing something. And one day we're going to do a lineup of talking about them. And he comes from that whole line, but they also was conscious. And they helped did our music. James Brown just did Say Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. Sam Cooke did... You know, when Sam Cooke did his song, you know, change gonna come. You should see, if you go on YouTube now, you'll think he made that change gonna come for Europeans. That's what I mean about all of our music and stuff getting, not just our music, our history and everything, but I'm gonna do another show on that. Our whole music thing and history and how music was very important in our movement, the Staple Singers and the Temptations. Pops and they were something else. Take the sheet off your head, boy, it's a brand new day and all that stuff. Aretha, all of our brothers and sisters was very involved in our movement. And, you know, they were singing a song, even when you go to gospel. If you notice, most of the gospel songs, you could know the Bible by listening to the songs or know our struggle by listening to the songs. So I'm going to do the relationship between our music and our struggle. And what Hoover and all of them decided was that they saw the relationship between the struggle, the movement, and preachers, black ministers, and they said, and the youth, because the youth were listening to the music and we danced. So Hoover said, never again will we allow black leadership come from the churches, because she was really frightened of Dr. King, and youth. So they was dividing the youth from the church, because the youth was the army. No, your army now. That's why somebody else is using them to burn down your community, to kill up each other, and do all that crazy stuff. So that was a design thing. And they kind of part of our music, cut of our music. That's why they did Michael Jackson like he did. I'm going to find this little clip about how they did that Michael Jackson clip, Ebony. But, and maybe I'll do it next week, though. But so our music was such, but now they'll say, you'll be, kill, shoot, do the bop, bang, bang, and all that stuff. Dress raggedy. You know, we used to, one, no one in the world was going to have holes in our pants. We patch. That's why you had Patches, that song Patches, coming from Clarence Carter. You know, now they said put holes, make your stuff do holes in your clothes, all kind of degrading. And you get folks away from the church where they don't know how to learn and have a conscience and know there's a God and understand how to develop their spirituality, how to know that when they're never alone. Like I tell my children, every time one of them, I say, look, you're going away, my grandchildren too. Remember, you're never alone. It's always you and God. Don't ever feel like you're alone, because what happened? Just sit down and talk to God. I'm a living witness. If you talk to him and be quiet, you'll be surprised how God, the Spirit of God, Jesus, would lead you. But then they divided us. But the more white folks, the white Jesus and all that mess. Well, I tell you what, our movement was led by ministers, every movement I was in. And I think they misinterpreted, because when you look at the Europeans on TV, when you look at them churches, you'll find they don't have no Jesus. They just have a cross to symbolize the crucifixion. The design of the Jesus and stuff came from the Catholicism. And I think it came over there when Paul was, when everything got transferred to Christianity, and you had a lot of illiterate Europeans. So they began to paint pictures to show them the story of Christ. So we just automatically adopted, so they gave us that. But so rather than understanding the spirituality of our stuff, they began to talk about white Jesus, this and that. And so there you go, there you go. So then they began to see the ministers that are really concerned about our community. Now they have isolated them from the youth and the young folks. But the ones who sold their birthright, like Esau, for a bowl of soup, just to have a daycare center, just to be at a dinner, be eating cheese or something, you know. So all that stuff was kind of contrived, just kind of put together. So when I think about Seal, that's why I've been playing this song all the time. He said, girl, you revised my song, and, you know, but Seal was my buddy. Let me just put it like that. That was my buddy. And I'm going to miss you, buddy. And Smokey Robinson said, I'm going to miss you, buddy. Oh, yeah. I was having him to fuss and talk all the time. And he was very conscious. And Seal used to be with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's why he had that Solomon Fish Market. And I tell y'all what, last year he told me a couple of the secret ingredients. I can't give them all to you, but not tell nobody. So I put them on my fish now. But Seal was really deep. And that whole group was deep. When you talk about the Pharaohs, you were talking about Jimmy Tillman, and you were talking about Charles Hanley and Satterfield, all of them. There was a lot of them out there, and they was conscious. And they had to take the conscious away. When you took spirituality and God away, you took conscious away. So when you hear people tell me they went through what we went through, they have not. So, you know, I just kind of was sitting here. I redid my whole show because Seal passed, also because of what's going on with our community. Right now, what you have in black and our children's mind, every day they wake up, to see how many folks been shot or killed or been robbed or what's going on. And that's got to be, I'm glad they're taking the mask off the people. If y'all have not seen the Johns Hopkins study, y'all should look at it, how they said that they really harmed the children and it didn't stop nothing. Y'all need to read that. I'm not going to get into that today because y'all going to have a fit if I get into it. The mask will tell y'all to take it off. Y'all ain't not going to do it. But there's a whole thing about the children, and I'm glad they're going to take that off that's a whole other thing about the education of our children, all the things they're doing, and taking away. And I said last week and last few weeks that the problem with the black community was the black woman and black church. And somebody asked me, why'd you say that? I said it because black women have always been the keeper of the community, and we've always come together to do what was best. And all the children was our children, and we came and, you know, and did what we had to do. Mary McLeod Bethune went and did a school for the children. Ida B. Wells, you know, we like to celebrate folks out there. They be going, oh, look at her. Ida B. Wells, boy. Most children don't know her name, that she came out of, that we know her name, but we don't know all the stuff she did. They know she was not only was she a Republican, but we didn't know that how she did history, how she did fault mention. I mean, she wasn't playing. How many of y'all, y'all got more freedom now and you got less energy in you to fight for the community. And those women went up against them. But when most of them made stuff, they didn't run away from the community. You have a lot of black women who do have now. And they have made it based off the movement, the education, political, economic, and they moved on. It was unheard of during those days for black women to move on. They always came back to rebuild, you know. When I think of Miss Elam over there on King Drive, the Elam House right across from the Harold Washington Culture Center, and you think about Miss Elam, who, you know, the girls, the colored girls would come up here to go to work, and rather than having them out in the street, she put a house for the colored girls to be able to stay and have somewhere to stay while they were working. That's migration. That's not this mess that's coming across the border. That was migrating from the north to the south. So nobody talk about the Elam, but there's a whole bunch of women you never talk about when you want to talk about Madam C.J. Walker. They don't really tell the real story about Madam C.J. Walker. As rich as she got, how she brought her money and her stuff back to the community. In fact, Harold Washington, Jimmy Leetum, did a play on Madam C.J. Walker long before they did this movie, and did a lot of research and talked to her family and some of the folks who, you know, and we came to the conclusion that the government killed Madam C.J. Walker. And they had people thinking that it was because of chemicals that she was working with. And we came to the conclusion, that's why I thought it was interesting, that play they put together, that movie they put together was more about sex and fighting than it was about her husband having fighting and all that other stuff than the other stuff. But because she was really doing something, and that's why her daughter was in Africa when she died. But when she dealt the whole Black Renaissance, Madam C.J. Walker was the inspiration for S.B. Fuller. S.B. Fuller was the inspiration. You might not have had a John Johnson if S.B. Fuller, he took all of his Fuller Brush people all over this. He had stuff set up all over this country. And he took it and he had, but to have his Fuller people to carry Johnson's jet and stuff around to different people. But there was also a black woman that stood right by S.B. Fuller's side when folks were trying to call him ignorant and stuff. She sat with him and helped him and did what they had to do with him. So that's what I mean when I said that that black women and black churches, because we went to church, we took children to church, we prayed. There are things we did that we got to get back. And we dare you to call us a bee, a whore, or anything like that. There was a whole other kind of attitude that we had for our children. So when people say, well, people of color and black folks, they said people of color. No, you didn't go through what we went through. I told you once before, Advice Among Masters, a great book to read. It's not just a book, it's a manual. And in that manual, it told you, it was telling them, and it tells you, and it told them how to deal with the, y'all woke up, huh? How to deal with black people. And that was that manual, Advice Among Manuals. When I got the book, a professor got it for me. It took me so long. And once I got it, the book went up. I think it's by Green Press. I don't have it in front of me now. I'll bring it next week. And it told people how to deal with their color, their people. They said if they meet, they would have conventions, just like they do now, really, y'all. And they would say, this is how I do my Negro, this is how I do my Negro, and there's a manual how to manage us. And that's real. That's not a joke, y'all. That's very real, Advice Among Masters. That's very real. And nobody else have gone through that. You know, I'm going to put together this statement that Lerone Bennett gave when he testified at the hearing for reparation. He said, nobody have gone through as much as we've gone through. I got a whole tape. I got so many tapes, but that we've gone through. So nobody, as they say, they're us. So somehow or another, we're easy to be manipulated. And right now, we're in trouble. gospel is not nothing that God and black women and black preachers and the men, too. I'm not taking away from our men. I don't want any of y'all to think that. They used to say the one that rocks the cradle rules the world, you know, but we taking a lot of folks' habit. And I tell you, a lot of black women have made it. And in making it, they have not come back to rebuild our community. And that's unheard of. That's what I mean. Or there's unheard of that you got all these people around the country right now fighting for the education of their children, and black women are just sitting back. Why? Advice among masters. You got to have us frustrated. You got to have us go through all this. You know, it's really some deep stuff. Now, I'm going to be talking about our movement. That's why I got to bring my pastor on. He's old now. I had him a little while back, and he's much older now. And he, you know, as when we put together the MIA, the reason they put together the Montgomery Improvement Association, because all the ministers didn't want to go through this denomination, that denomination, and all that. But we have not had a movement in this country that was of descendants of enslaved blacks in America. I'm not talking about anybody else. We have not had a movement that was not started and was not done, that was headed by our leadership and our ministers. Somebody asked me last week, somebody called me personally saying, I heard you say last week on your show that, and I love Reverend Jackson, don't get me wrong, that Reverend Jackson was not at the march on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. I said, he wasn't. Why are you upset? He's not upset with me about telling the truth. And they said, but yes, he was. I said, no, he talks about the march, but he never told y'all that. That's, here again, somebody else taking control of our history. Now, you know Reverend Jackson was down here, he'd have been on the picture, but he wasn't down there. And what I was trying to say was, because that's my brother, that's my, thank y'all for waking up, that's my brother. You know, I taught him, we was in that SCLC movement, but the fact of the matter is, I had to tell the truth, that room should have been Jose Williams and Jim Bevel. If anybody, and you got C.T. Vivian, Diane, and all of them, so that our children can know. That's not anything on him. That's how they take advice among masters, misinformation. You know, get rid of the family, get rid of the nuclear family, do this, do that, all that other stuff. So it's kind of so he ain't calling and saying nothing, and he's not going to call and say nothing. He's my movement brother. But the truth of the matter was, I said, no, why are you fighting with me about telling the truth? The movement, we would not have had a Selma movement. That's here again, how they take our stuff and mix it up. And Reverend Reese, you know, leading our movement down there in Selma. And I talk about, and I'm going to talk about all those churches in Montgomery that got bombed after, you know, on January 10th in Montgomery. Four churches got bombed, and how they beat up people. But our movement was being led by our ministers, because our faith in God that we had. And when you got the faith in God, when you can pull on those kind of things in your mind, hey, God gave us the ability to communicate. His energy, what you pull, but folks got you off your subject, and that's what I'm talking about. So that's what I was trying to tell them, that these folks, because Rose Sanders don't run the Civil Rights Museum no more, but these folks immediately put a whole room with a voting right. So the children go there with thinking. They don't know about Jose Williams, who was leading that march. They don't know about Reverend Reese, Ms. Boynton, all of these people. Diane Nash, had not been for Bevel coming to Montgomery and Diane and all of them getting up, you would never had no voting right bill to talk about. You never heard John Lewis say anything about he was leading a march across the bridge. Okay, Ebony, he was leading a march across the bridge. What you hear about is he said he was on the bridge, and John and I had great relationships. You know, he was a friend of mine. But they decided to take it and rewrite the history so that you wouldn't know that the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, under the direction of Jim Bevel, the reason, you know, Ms. Boynton and all of them asked somebody to come. Bevel took us down there, and why we went down there, and how that whole voting right idea came from Diane Nash at the MIA office, and Bevel and all, we built around how we would present that Declaration of Freedom. And the only reason we went to Selma is because Jim Clarkson, no more than two Negroes can be on the court after dark. And Bevel said, well, let's take a bunch of them. And that's because he was nervous about what we was doing in Montgomery. But Bevel and Diane laid the whole thing out about the vote. But they'll have you thinking something else. And that's no shade on on John Lewis because he was a friend of mine. It's the truth. So we got to somehow, how do we misdo this stuff? They'll talk about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad like he was Dr. King and Honorable Elijah Muhammad was not friends. They were best of friends. Malcolm X. I remember when Malcolm came to Selma. We had a great time. We had a meeting down there in that basement. He told Beverly, I'm going upstairs. And he told Beverly, and he said, when they stop and talk to me, I'm going to say an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better deal with that peaceful man. We already knew he was going to say that. But they built all this stuff up. So they got us all divided. I hear folks call, hold that. I don't have time to argue with people about their history. That's their history. But the fact of the matter was that all of our art, our poetry, all our stuff was going toward what we were doing here. And advice among masters is still in play. And I would advise the leadership to read advice among masters. That's why they can lie about this voting right bill that them folks pushing up there. They can lie about who had a voting right happen in Selma. And what have happened, these folks have taken over not only our music, but all of our history. The Mississippi movement, you go to Mississippi, that same group, they're the one who won. I don't even think they call Selma Bloody Sunday anymore. They've changed it to the Jubilee. Wasn't nothing damn Jubilee about that, getting beat across the head, blood flowing like a river, because they don't want the future generation to know what happened to us. That's why they tear down statues. That's just the whole thing I want to tell y'all this morning, you know, how they are doing us and how we got to, in order to save our children, to reclaim so they can understand who they are. I'm not kings and queens from Africa, yeah, of course. I've been to Africa. My daughter, my granddaughter doing something. Yeah, keep it right here. For the descendants of enslaved blacks in America to do what they do, what we did, and to continue to do without sanctuary. Folks coming across this border, coming here, they all got sanctuary. We had nowhere to go but to face this white man, the white Anglo-Saxon. But these new folks who came here, these new European folks and other folks that came here, they don't have the same feeling as we do. And the fight is between the Anglo-Saxon and the black man, but they done mixed it up. Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON. Conference in the conversation with me. Dorothy Wright Tillman right here at the great WVON. Our number is 773-591-69. We're streaming live at www.von.com. We're talking about a lot of stuff. I had to change my whole program. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. We're on iHeartRadio, take us wherever you go. We're on Blog Talk and we're on other things. So I'm going to try and take a few calls before we go on break because the board is lit up. But it's so much because I want to even deal with the whole Harold Washington story that everybody has made up and don't know nothing about it. But that's a whole way they mix our stuff up. Let me go to the phone. Hey, Art, how you doing?
Good morning, young lady. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. God is good.
Absolutely. Here's one or two quick questions for you. Why do, when I call in on other radio shows, callers have a huge pushback when I talk about that we have, at this present time, a lack of a community code of conduct and the family value?
I'll tell you why.
It's them.
I'll tell you why. I always let you talk.
And I'm talking about intelligent people that say,
well,
they know.
But who define intelligence? But let me say this. Let me just say this. Sometimes it's easy to ignore some because once you see it, you got to do something about it. And some folks have suffering and don't want to do nothing about it. I love you very much. Post-traumatic slave syndrome. I love you. Ms. Tolliver.
Yeah, Dorothy Tillman.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Tolliver?
I'm better. My husband died.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, he died 2 weeks ago. Today. Yesterday.
Yeah, I had to deal with a lot of death this morning.
Yeah, you know.
A lot of folks, friends, and stuff. My prayers are with you. May God be with you.
Okay, let me tell you with this. I have the book here, Advice Among Masters, that told us to buy.
Yeah, and a good book in there.
Yeah, I just gave it to my son. He over here with me. And I said, Martin, read this book.
Uh-huh.
And I said, this going to tell you, it's going to teach you. And you know, Ed was very conscious, you know.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you something. What people have to understand about this book, it was a manual. Like you buy a manual, like you have a manual how to put together a refrigerator or a radio or something. It's a manual how to manage black folks.
I read the whole book.
Oh, it's deep in there. I keep rereading.
Yeah.
I keep getting different stuff out of it.
Yeah, I keep reading over and over again, but I just wanted to utter my husband when I, you know, called me and told me I had to get up to the hospital before, because he wasn't going to last. That was 2 weeks ago, Friday, and I'm just coming out of it, you know.
Well, you know there's a God, and death out here, absent from the body, present with the Lord. We believe in the spirit of God taking
right.
the spirit. So you're a Christian.
Right.
You know God is all right. I pray for you, Miss Talbot. May God continue to bless you.
I know, but I just want to honor my husband, you know.
Well, he's honored. On a Valentine, hey, go outside, and when the wind is blowing, let God give you a hug, and he'll be mixed up in all that wind. His spirit is part of that wind that's going to hug you.
Okay, I'm going to have him memorial, but when all this pandemic stuff quiet down, because I haven't cremated.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have a memorial, and I'll be in touch with you. I want to get,
Well, just let happen, and though, in the meantime, stay with God, because God is.
Okay. Okay, tell you, I'm going to take my phone. I want to be in touch with you. I got to have a life. You know what I'm talking about? And I got
to have Evan. Will you have Evan to get that number for you? Is Evan, take that number. Put that Miss Talbot on hold and get her number.
Thank you, Doris.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're quite welcome. Oh, my gosh. Y'all woke up kind of early this morning. Jacob.
Good morning, Elder.
Good morning, Jacob.
Honor, respect. You know I love you, and
you know I love you too, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Y'all out there killing up each other in Houston. Y'all killing up each other in Houston. I mean,
no.
Y'all out there, y'all better come on now, Houston. Come on, my brother. Y'all, same thing here, you know.
Same thing now. I'm from there, though. You better know that I'm from right there.
But
like,
you're in Houston now, though. You're in Houston now.
Yeah, I've been here 60 years, and everybody was like, you know, east side. Yeah, I'm from the east side. 91st Burley, by two or three blocks from that lake.
Okay.
That's east side.
What's going on?
Okay, all right, real quick. When you was talking about in the church, in the Bible, and things of that nature, they illustrated, they put these pictures of, like, a lot of people believe that Gregorian, you know what I mean, in Rome, they put that picture of him.
Yeah.
They had my mother and a lot of people thinking that Jesus was white.
Yeah, they had.
I don't even believe in that.
No, they had the author. He did his sister, the sister baby, and all. But no, my pastor been on. We talked about Jesus black born in Africa. He's Jesus Africa. And
I mean,
that,
but if you go to Revelation, it said that he had brown skin. But
yeah, but I'm saying but I want you to know why the white Jesus existed. It's because over there in Rome, Catholicism really carried out. But it's because a lot of the folks were illiterate. So they got an artist to paint the pictures to tell a story. And that's what happened.
Of course, you know it was against the law for us to be able to read at one time.
Right.
Even though it was against the law, all the inventions, if you would, Elder, one of the shows, the inventions, you know how many inventions are under supreme oppression? It's crazy. There's nobody in the world compared to us, period. Thank you.
No.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Shalom.
You.
Love you.
Wa alaikum salam, my brother. Will you get Miss Talbot's number for me since I haven't gotten... Okay. Hey, Mansell, my goodness.
Hey, Hotep, my sister.
Hey, look at that. She just had the number. Okay, Mansell.
You haven't had me in a minute, so...
I know it. I was shocked. I looked over there.
Can I have a few minutes?
Oh, you got a minute.
Oh, a minute, huh? Okay. Well, anyway, I want to welcome your audience to African American and African Family History and Heritage Month. Our history and heritage did not begin in a slave ship in 1619, so we got to always be expansive when we're dealing with history. Now, Dorothy, I knew Brother Satterfield. His father used to cut my father and me and my brother's hair in one half of that Seabuck building back in the day.
Wells. His dad, Miss Satterfield lived right on that corner around there, and that I know,
Right, yeah, I've been knowing them since I was a little boy.
Well, Satterfield and my Jimmy and all of them was together. In fact, Satterfield
right.
is my son, Bimmer. He and Blundell was my
Now,
godparents.
Let me move on. Did you get the WeTransfer email I sent you?
No, you send you send emails to Ebony Axel.
No, I send them to you too.
No, because
you know,
I don't look.
Tillman at AOL.com or something.
No, that's not me. Ebony said she got it. She just came and said she got it.
Well, make sure you watch that because I've been doing a series on Black history and our heroes and sheroes.
I'll do that.
Out of the Communiversity on Sankofa Revolutionary Radio out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Well, look, I'll look at it. He telling me I got to go, but I'm glad. If I'd have known you, that was you, I would have got you. But I have lived a long time.
Thank you.
Okay. Precious. Oh, it's so good to hear from him. I'm sorry. Why are you turning him off like that? I know you're trying to take me to the break. Okay. I want Precious Lord to take my hand. He going to think I did it. Precious Lord, that engineer was accidentally. Okay. Precious Lord, take my hand. This is B.B. King, y'all. All of our people came out of the church.
Precious Lord.
This is what brought us through. I'm going to play a lot of our folks.
Take my hand.
Both folks will take you somewhere else. Yeah.
Lead me on.
Yeah, Sil Johnson's family. To you too, Miss Talbot, and to the black community. Come on, BB, sing for them. Yeah, they came out of the church, y'all. Talking Chicago 69 WVN 773-591-6090. Streaming live, www.wvn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Check us out as you go. Facebook group, blog talk. Precious Lord, the Lord done got us. Come on, BB, take them out.
Listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Potential jurors down to 50 for the group questioning, with 12 making up the jury. Brett Hankinson is charged with wanton endangerment for allegedly firing blindly into neighboring apartments on the night of the deadly 2020 raid on Taylor's home.
A police officer is facing charges after shooting and killing an unarmed man in South Carolina. Hemingway police officer Cassandra Dollard, a black woman, tried to pull over Robert Jr. Langley, a black man, for running a stop sign, but it turned into a high-speed chase. Langley crashed his car in Georgetown County and tried to run from the wreck. That's when investigators say Dollard shot him in the chest, taking Rosalind Langley's son away.
This was a special part of my heart. When they took him, they took my heart away.
Langley's family attorney speaks for the family, looking for what happened through dash cam footage.
They were able to see him being shot unjustifiably. They were able to hear him gargling blood and fighting for air for his life. They were able to go through and see every image that you dare not want to see.
Police officer Dollard is charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Reports are saying two doses of the COVID vaccine for kids under the age of 5 don't have a strong effect. The Black Information Network's Mike Moore has the details.
The FDA will soon decide if it's going to endorse giving two doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to kids between 6 months and 4 years old, or wait a few more weeks to see if the three-dose vaccine is more effective. Results are showing the immune response isn't strong for kids between 2 and 4. Some health experts say it's important for young kids to be vaccinated now before a new and potentially more dangerous variant comes about. But the incomplete information is alarming other experts. I'm Mike Moore with the Black Information Network.
Black women in healthcare are facing major racism issues. That's what Yahoo News is reporting. It says a report from Brookings says the unemployment rate for black women in this field increased from 4.9% last November to 6.2% in December. According to Axios, black women in healthcare are given the lowest wages and the most hazard jobs. Black women making up only 14% of the healthcare workforce, according to Health Affairs.
Two black guys are creating a space for young black professional men to heal and grow through yoga. Tristan Lewis and Andrew Smith talk about how black men deal with so much trauma, from brothers being killed at the hands of police across the country to losing a legend, Kobe Bryant, to also being in the middle of a pandemic. In Chicago, the friends asked if they could teach one yoga class, and it turned into something bigger. The friends say the new brotherhood opened the door for guys to be transparent and vulnerable. The class has grown into an entire nonprofit called The Healing for black men to become their best selves. I'm Alexandria Ikemoene with Ray Harris on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
No one else did. We built Greenwood. Also, in 1906, we were successful because we had each other's back when no one else did. We built Greenwood, also known as Black Wall Street. Now, we're building the new Black Wall Street together. As the largest black-owned bank, One United Bank knows you, and you can feel it. They have your back with two-day early pay, unapologetically black Visa debit cards with no monthly fee, and a highly rated mobile app. So join One United Bank at oneunited.com today and spread the word.
It's the fact that some people receive better health care than others, but why? Hi, this is Dana Devine, host of Equal Health, Equal Hope. Those of you wondering what or who is Equal Hope, tune in this Saturday. Equal Hope takes a serious look at the health inequities and disparities our communities face. Two guests from Equal Hope will join me on the show to talk about Equal Hope, their advocacy work, and other initiatives. You'll learn about culturally aligned interventions and Equal Hope's role in eliminating health disparities. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
In 1906, we were successful because we had each other's back when no one else did.
This is P. Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. As we battle COVID-19, be sure to heal yourself internally by using your God-given immune system as well as any other treatments you choose. Be sure to take lots of vitamins, bake your melanin in the sunshine, and sweat a couple times a week. Put that pop down and drink water to build and hydrate your body from the inside. God gave everybody more than a little common sense, so bring it with you this Sunday to Black Excellence Hour at 5 p.m. on WVON.
Vaughn TV's Friday night of premieres kicks off February 18th with the riveting documentary Ali's Comeback, The Untold Story. By 1970, Muhammad Ali had been stripped of his title and out of the ring for 3 years because of his stance against the Vietnam War. But the city of Atlanta threw him a lifeline by putting the disgraced champ on a fight bill with Jerry Quarry, whom some considered the Great White Hope.
My intention is to box to win a clean fight. But in war, the intention is to kill, and continue killing innocent people.
It was a thrilling fight, but it paled in comparison to what was transpiring behind the scenes. See what happens when the who's who in black America show up in Atlanta in support of Muhammad Ali, only to be met by the Klan. It's a must-see on Vaughn TV, Friday, February 18th, beginning at 7 p.m. Watch it on Roku, Apple TV+, Amazon Fire, or at VON.TV. Vaughn TV's Friday night of premieres is powered by GM. Coming next week to Friday night premieres, The Black Emperor of Broadway. Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas with Black Houses Matter.
I've been listening to WVON about the homeowner's exemption, and I never even thought it applied to me. And I finally called in. I would just encourage people to make sure that they listen to the program and talk to the Cook County Treasurer's Office, because you guys are like a gold bar in the ocean.
Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas with Black Houses Matter. Monday mornings at 11:30 a.m. on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
But it really doesn't matter with me now.
Freedom, I come to the place where my father died and cried. That's, you know, led by God. It's 7 o'clock, y'all. I tell y'all, it's 7 o'clock. Wherever you are in the country, in the city, in the country, in the state, in the world, where you're riding, driving, sitting. It is time to really, really take in that blackness and understand what that blackness is. Come on, y'all. Let's go for the Trinity. Come on, y'all. Black, 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 engineered ebony. Black, 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 black. Black, 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 black. Is that black enough for you? Is that black enough for you? He's gone too, y'all.
Hey!
Yeah, what's wrong with being black? We're going to do black history, y'all, without telling the truth. Black history every day. With him, Dr. King. That's what I'm talking
believe
about, the leader.
And believe Woo! Somebody.
Believe somebody.
So hey. I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us.
Nobody can do it.
Can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation.
Come on, Dr.
Can
King.
Do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us.
Hey!
If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood
Woo!
His own emancipation.
If you don't know God, you can't reach down, though. You might pull up the wrong thing. Come on, Dr. King. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., y'all. Y'all should hear him sing, boy. He's singing them freedom songs.
Don't let Woo! Anybody take your man. Boy.
Yes, Lord. Don't let nobody take it.
Be
That's what done happened.
Our heritage, as somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed.
Have nothing to be ashamed of. But that's
Somebody
what they want you to be.
Told a lie
they got our children being tearing down statues, burning up the music, disrespecting their parents.
They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the
Oh, we done came full circle, Dr. King, but we're going
to
be all right.
It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure.
I don't give up because there's a God. Yeah.
But I want to get the language right.
Get the language right. You got some of these white women leading these black folks astray, y'all. Woo!
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry.
Woo!
Yes, I'm black.
I'm proud of it.
I'm black and beautiful.
Hey, I'm black and I'm proud of it and I'm black. And I'm beautiful, y'all. I tell you, get the language straight. Get the language straight. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. We can do it. I was telling my granddaughter the other day, look, don't worry about nothing because it's you and God. Take a moment and have a little talk with him just like you do talking to me or just talk to him, you know, and just be calm. See, knowing you got somebody with you, just calm you down because there's a God. That's why God gave us speech and to communicate. And there's a spirit, and you just got to decide what spirit you want, sweet Holy Spirit, we used to sing. Hey, y'all, I'm having a good time today because I switched my program after Misha and have Seal up, too. After Seal died, passed on, went to his next, you know, after Seal, they made his transition. And just make sure he's there in case I call him. And I said, okay, you know, Seal's gone, made his transition. And I just thought about all the different folks who doing our movement and our struggle, what they did, okay? We need to give people like Mabel her flowers while she lived. She was very involved in the struggle, and so was her father. You know, the staples are in my book. But all the movement, all the music, the rhythm. And when they took folks off the rhythm and put them on some electronic stuff, see, our music had us connected to the whole diaspora. When you go to Africa, you feel that. When you go anywhere in the Americas, you feel that. And the music was our connection, and they took it. And so, hope don't boop, you're this and you're that. You ain't no good. But and you got your girls walking, they believe that. And I was raised with something else. And so we're talking about today. I switched my whole show after that. I'm just talking about who we are as a people and how our music. You know, last week I played Mahalia Jackson, how I got over, how our music led us and did us, our church and our relationship, and how this separation, because I was saying, Lord, I woke up this morning, they said, somebody got shot on 48th and Well. My little boy walking out on 33rd and Pereira, he's coming home, he got shot. I'm saying, come on, Lord, speak Holy Spirit. And that's why when I was telling y'all last week about black women
and the church, because the women took the kids, children to church, and the women always came back home to rebuild. These women go running away so fast they don't want to see it. They only want to come out when they're doing like, and not just the women, the men too, y'all. It's like they have a social worker attitude. They come and they begin to treat black folks the way white folks who have got it. And that's not correct, because they would not be, I don't care whether you're making money playing ball, whether you're making money on the TV, whatever you're making money, is because of the struggle that people went through. And I'm going to talk the whole thing next week about Harold Washington and the masses and all the other stuff. And I'm going to bring my pastor in a month, because I got to set the record straight about just how Harold got elected. I'm so tired of folks lying. And I want to talk to you, the masses, so you can understand, so you can still begin to take hold of your political thing. But that's a whole other thing. I'm also asking you to get advice among masters. So you got folks making you diss your country. And they're coming all across the border. 2 million people come across that border. And we over there finna go to war in another country to save their borders. No. Oh! And we're trying to, I might, yes, we'll see about taking me to the river. I'll see. But I'll see. But anyway, you know, I got off. I was trying to get some stuff and putting some songs up for y'all. So it's really not, I just kept, she put Seal's name up on the thing and my mind went to him. So our music is very important, y'all. That's what I was trying to say, how our music is and what we have to do. So I'm going to be dealing with a whole other thing with Harold and all that stuff and let you know how empowered you are as the people. They take the power away from you, the people who got Harold elected, and put it on three or four folks. And some of them three or four folks who talking about it, they didn't even have nothing to do with it until after the primary. But we'll talk about that another time so you can understand political, y'all, I tell you. So anyway, I'm going to go back to the phones, y'all, because we're talking about how we were steeped in the church. Most of our music, that's what we call it, soul music. Why was it soul music? Because it came from the soul, from the spirit. And they'll come and sit up and get our people, and that's what they would do. I'm going to play now before I come to the phone. Talk of Chicago 69 WVU on number 773-591-690. We're streaming live, www.wvu.com. We're on our radio. We're on blog, talk to wherever you go. I tell you, this is Dorothy Wright Tillman at the great WVON, and I want to just show you. You know who else sing gospel? Johnny Taylor. And I'm going to play you some Johnny Taylor. I'm going to play about two more songs and come to the phone in a minute. Come on, let you hear. All of them come. In fact, Johnny Taylor used to be in the Soul Stirrers. All of them come up from God. They understood God. These folks is not coming from the church. Some of them made a pact with the devil, and they singing and stuff. You better make a pact with God. Oh, a lot of intro, huh? Yeah, we have to make sure that. And by the way, I'll be doing Bible class with my church Wednesday night, talking about the relationship with the church and Dr. King and who led our movement. Our church is Liberty Baptist Church at 7 o'clock. You can go to YouTube or Facebook. It was a great, last week it was really great. He had some of the elders from the church. I'm an elder too. But Pastor Andrew Hunt Jr. is our pastor. I will be on there at 7 o'clock. Liberty Baptist Church on YouTube, or you can go to Facebook. Oh, my God. Is that a Tola instrument? Well, let's pull him. He ain't going to sing in a minute. I'm about to pull him back. That's Johnny Taylor, y'all. Uh-huh.
When
Johnny Taylor.
You have trouble.
Yeah. He comes out of the Soul Stirrers. Come on, Johnny Taylor.
Just remember that God is standing by. And when disappointments,
Johnny Taylor, y'all,
you know they'll find you by.
He comes from the Soul Stirrers, him and Lou Rawls and Sam Cooke and all of them.
But don't you worry, don't feel miscarried.
Come on, Johnny.
And don't you cry.
See, our people came from the church and they knew God was there.
Let's
They made a pact with God. These folks have made a pact. Some of them, not all of them, some of them have made a pact with the devil. And they're taking our family and our children under. Shoot and kill and disrespect your mama and this and that. Disrespect family. Come on. Come on, Johnny. Come on, Johnny Taylor. Y'all look this stuff up. Woo! Hey! We're going to try to make sure our intros are out the way when we come back.
So don't, worry.
That's what Johnny Taylor says. Don't feel discouraged.
Don't cry,
because God is standing back. Hey, when you die, something come get you, though, I tell you. You better make sure it's God. And you folks who have made a pact with the devil, you better get on your knees and pray. Woo! I'm a believer, too. God is standing by. I know he is. Woo! Wipe the tears away. You hear me, love it? It's the Johnson family. Y'all got to go find it yourself now, because I got to bring it on down. No, God is standing by, y'all. All, most of our artists came out of the church. Soul music. Who did you make your pact with? God or the devil? Ain't nowhere in the world you can make a pact with God and call women bees and talk about your mama and go shooting and killing. God is not destructive. We got to talk to our children and play the right music for them. I tell y'all, I'm having a great time, and I'm just going to be playing this music in between for the next of the rest of the month, y'all. Hey, who is this? Who is that? Ray. Who is Ray? Hey, Ray.
How you doing there, Dorothy?
God is standing
by. I
want
to make it real quick. You don't have much time. I want to comment on Ox code of conduct. You have to respect other people's code of conduct.
I can't hear you. Something, you need to call me back. You got static. Where you at?
What about now? Can you hear me now?
You're a little better.
Okay. I talk about code of conduct, but you have to respect other people's code of conduct.
Well, you can't respect other folks. You don't respect yourself.
You know, you're talking about a code of conduct, brother, but that was a code of conduct as far as the struggle, too.
Are you talking about art? Now, come on. We don't have time for you.
No, I'm not talking about it in a negative way, but it didn't go around denouncing people. He had to respect other people. Just
yeah,
as
respect.
Want
That's right. You got to respect. You got to both got to respect
right.
go so both ways. I agree
so
with
he's,
you.
So he's right on his, but he has to respect the other code of conduct. When we didn't
one code of conduct, you got to respect the other person, you mean.
That's
should
right.
be
you know,
okay.
You know,
respect is important.
You're trying to honor the churches and stuff. You have to respect that. Don't just say his code of conduct. The churches didn't go around announcing people. They gave him a pass, Barack Obama. So it's a lot deeper than that, brother. You're on the right track. But
thank you. But we're going to come together, Ray and Art. You got R-A-Y and he got A-R-T. I bet we do it. We got to do it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. We got to save our community.
Right.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Patrick.
Yes, good morning, Sister Tillman.
Patrick from Omaha. Good.
Yes, from Omaha, Nebraska.
I got to remember, I got three Patricks, okay.
Yeah, you got one in Canada, you got me here in Omaha, and I think you got another one somewhere around the world.
Hey,
I just called in and just appreciating the enlightenment, the spiritual uplifting that
you
give every week. And I like that two-way conversation in a sense where we pray. We talking to the Lord. We talking to God when
mm-hmm.
we pray.
Mm-hmm.
He talks to us through His Word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bible study is
mm-hmm.
so important and significant.
But you know what, Patrick? They got our people off of that. Hoover and all of them got us off of what brought us over. And our folks are confused about the Bible and all and how it was kind of came together. So people are kind of confused. You gonna look at me sad? Wednesday night, my church on LibertyBaptistChurch.com. On YouTube, I'm going to be doing Bible study that Wednesday at our church.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. Now, that's Wednesday. What time?
7 o'clock.
I'm
Chicago time. My pastor.
Central Standard.
My pastor, Pastor Andrew Hart Jr., is doing a whole series on Black history and the role of Black history. So I'm doing the part about the movement on Wednesday at Liberty Baptist Church. At 7 o'clock, you go on YouTube or you can go to Facebook.
Well, I'm going to check it out so I can watch it live and stuff.
Okay.
Will it be interactive where people can text.
I don't know. I think you can text. Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay.
You know, I was going to say one more thing, too. I'm so glad that I came up in the old school.
Yeah.
In Topeka, Kansas.
Yeah.
My first grade teacher, Mrs. King,
mm-hmm.
predominantly black school. It's about 10 years after Brown versus Board of Education, so there's still segregation.
That's all right. I understand. I came up there, too, and I learned a lot of them, too.
And Miss King was also my Sunday school teacher.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember when you talk about the women and the church, I talk to my cousins, and then we talk about this. We had an extended family.
Right.
I go to Aunt Rosetta's house. I go to my grandmother's house. And it was just, I look back then, the way things were. And, you know, there was discrimination. I remember being called the N-word, you know, white kids and stuff. And
uh-huh.
I went to a Catholic school for a couple of years and so forth.
Uh-huh.
But I had a sense of who I was because I could come back home.
Yeah.
I could come back to the neighborhood, the street that I live on. We knew you knew everybody.
Let me ask you this.
And I really believe that through that type of training and upbringing, I had better self-esteem.
And love, too. Don't forget love and love.
And love,
mm-hmm.
definitely love. I was loved, and I appreciate that, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we just had a better self-esteem in who we were back then than I see with a lot of these young folks today.
Well, do you now? And I gotta go, but because I'm gonna do Marvin Gaye. I'm gonna do Marvin Gaye for y'all coming up next. Now you understand when I say I blame black women in our church and some of these ministers who were sold out for a bowl of soup. Because women was a staple in how we did our community and our children. And that's when I said, why are you blaming black women? I said, no, we have a role that we stepped out of or something happened. And the church and a lot of these men, I'm telling you, they done sold out for a bowl of soup.
Yeah, they sold.
Esau, baby. Thank you, Patrick. Call again.
You're welcome.
Marvin Gaye. All of our folks come out of the church. I'm going to do Marvin Gaye, y'all. And I want y'all to know that this is what time it is. You got it? How long is it? I might love that song. I'm going to do it all. Come on, y'all. Why should you feel so discouraged? Come on, love it. Why, y'all? I'm about to cry. You don't have to shoot. You don't have to kill. You're disrespect. Come on, y'all. We got to take over. We done gave our children to these enemies. That's why we having trouble. Hey, Dorothy Jean is listening this morning. You hear Dorothy Jean? My granddaughter told me she's going to get up and listen. So lonely. You don't have to feel lonely. Come on, y'all. I'm going to play all this song. Woo! Tell me between that and calling somebody a bee or a hoe or shoot and kill. Are you speaking for the devil? Woo! Yeah! Yeah! Come on, Marvin, tell them about it. Hey! They thought y'all had a ball of confusion, but they know Marvin Gaye come from the church. His father was a minister, the man who killed him. But Marvin Gaye come out of the church. Come on, Marvin. If his eyes is on the sparrow, hey, it's on you too. I know. Hey! Oh, yes, Lord. Good morning, Liberty. Woo! Why do you sing? Woo! He sing because he happy. The rest folks sing because they angry. Woo! Hey, why you sing? Hey. You free. You got God. He take care of the sparrow. Woo!
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I know. Come on. Hey, Dorothy. How y'all listening? Jesus. Hey, he watches me. Amen, amen. Hey, y'all. You better put a name on number one, do I won't take them up. Hey, y'all, Jesus watches over me. I tell you, Bamba. Oh, Lord, I'm hitting the screen. Look, hold on, Minister Plump. I'll take you real quick, Minister Plump. Somebody else has been holding longer than you. Minister Plump.
We're on Yacht Shalom. Yes, good morning. How you doing, beloved?
I'm fine.
That's good. We are fantastic. The Harold Washington Foundation, 100-year centennial anniversary. And happy Black History Month to you and everybody, too.
Thank you, Plump. I'm going to be talking about Harold next week, so make sure you call in. I'm going to talk about him, how the masses put him in while all these other folks taking credit. So it's going to be real good if you call in next week. Now, hurry up. Don't take me out of my spirit. I'm trying to stay in the spirit of God. What are you going to say?
We going to keep on with what Harold said. We must pump the whole community. And we got a kickoff dedicated to Black Community Unity Day, remembering Dr. Wells Evans by a black man, which is our second year annual, February the 23rd, 2022. And we're going to be remembering him at the National Black Wall Street Chicago, 4655 South Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive.
All right.
Room 2803. And for more information, we're doing the collaboration through
thehealthwashingtonfoundation.net.
And people can call me at 312-671-2773.
Okay.
We're hiring 100% of our people dedicated to our music.
Thank you, Paul. Be sure to listen next week now. I tell you, let me get Pamela, and then I'm going to do Gladys Knight. Why not, y'all? I'm having a good time. Pamela, I did not forget George Johnson. George Johnson comes up out of let me say this. George Johnson come out of S.B. Fuller. He was part of S.B. Fuller, and he got his training. He kind of moved on, and Fuller helped him. So I didn't forget George Johnson. That was just naming some.
Okay, yeah, that's why I wanted to call.
Oh, baby, I didn't forget George Johnson. You know that.
I grew up in the Fuller. My mother worked for Fuller. She was friends with the Fuller sisters.
Yeah.
And I remember the whole story about Mr. Johnson worked for Mr. Fuller. So Mr. Fuller was also definitely George Johnson's mentor.
Yes, he was. Fuller. And in fact, Pamela, George Johnson, when he had the opportunity to go, he went to Mr. Fuller. He didn't just go do it like some other folks and said what he was going to get the loan and do what he had to do. And he got the blessing from Mr. Fuller to go on and do what he had to do.
Exactly. So it's a long story to that. A lot of people really don't know, but I just wanted to make sure that you spoke up and talked about Mr. George.
I will, and Dudley, Mr. Dudley and all of them over there at Dudley's Beauty School. Dudley was with Johnson. In fact, Johnson gave him that S.B. Fuller. Thank you for the information. I hope you're enjoying the show.
I am. I'm having a great time, too.
Okay, thank you. I want to play Gladys Knight. I'm trying to tell y'all, we ain't playing around here this morning.
I pass through.
How great they are. I know y'all enjoying the show this morning. How great. Now, that makes you feel good. It makes you want to do something. And you be quiet after that. And you want to know why George Washington Carver could do all he did with the peanuts and the sweet potatoes. Because he went out there and he walked with me and he talked in the garden. And he began to see, and God started directing him like he took 100 pounds of clay and all that stuff. Let me tell you something. If you don't be quiet and hear God, either you're going to let the devil lead you or God going to lead you. Woo! How great they are. And if God, you made in God's image, you got to be great too.
Oh, Lord. Monica.
Yeah.
When I in awesome wonder.
Yeah. How can you not have a God when you look at the heavens and the earth? How you think that the water came out the ocean to your faucet? God had to talk to somebody and tell them how to do that. How you think you? I'm on the radio right now. How all this stuff we create, because we make God in God's image, but you won't stay close enough to create. God loves us. We got to take our children back. Take our community back. If you know God gave you what you gave you, you bring it back. Listen at it. Hear the rolling thunder. I'm celebrating Black History with our music, y'all. To show you where it came from. Go on, Gladys, tell them. Woo! You know something bigger than you. There's a moral compass. I thank God for my family and my upbringing. Coming off McGowan Street. Hey, Adrian, our mothers pray for us every morning. First thing she did is pray for her children. Now I do it. I pray for y'all too. A mother's prayer. You got to pray for your children. Pray for your community. But you got to love. If you got a church ain't doing right, go to one that's talking about God and gonna make you feel better. How great thou art. How great thou art. There's something bigger than you. You know, it's really funny. Folks who don't even believe in God or go to church, when something happens to them, they say, find me a preacher. Or find me somebody who can do an intercession with me, with God. Look, God loves us. You can't come up with nothing and hate. There's no room. Hate will not let you think, will not let you grow. You have to forgive others to forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself and others. You have to forgive. See, you cannot hate and come up. God don't dwell in all that old. Bevel used to say, toilet talk, go flush it down the toilet. Anita,
how you doing?
How great that are.
Yes, God is wonderful. I want to give credit to God for blessing me to have every child that I have into my womb. I don't believe in contraceptives, so that means I do it by God's law. Mm-hmm. Okay, so all these people out here having careers and using contraceptives, God's not going to make that fruitful. Because he asked you not to do these things while you're progressing. So that's why we're not going nowhere, Dorothy. That's too much wrongdoing going on. And Tyler Perry is really promoting that professional with a lot of outside marriage activities. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how we're going to deal with that, but that's the problem. That's holding us back.
Well, okay, Anita, you keep praying for me, and I'll pray for you. Let me just tell y'all why are you doing this morning? You know, I had another show this morning I was going to do. But after Seal passed, well, this daughter called my daughter, let my daughter know to tell me a few hours when he had passed, because they didn't want me to hear it on the radio. or hear it from the public that he had passed. You don't have to sit still. Because just before we went to Atlanta, we talked for a long time. And you know, Seal, like I said earlier, Seal and I go way back. And I just started thinking about all of the message in our music that they gave our children. Either the message is going to be from the devil or the message is going to be with God. And next week I tell y'all I'm going to do a whole thing for y'all to show you about power to the people in terms of black. But this, how can you talk about black history and don't talk about the relationship with our artists to God? There's no way. Now, what I'm going to do now is play Seal Johnson's song. He said, is it because I'm black? And like I told y'all, black early and all the others, there's a black and I'm proud and all that stuff. What do you put in the child? You ain't nothing. You this. Tear your clothes. Do this. Tear yourself. Hurt yourself. We used to say when somebody committed suicide, we knew they wasn't black. Because black folks were scared. They believed in God. They went in the basement and jumped up. I'm going to play this whole song, y'all. Seal Johnson, my buddy. Hey, while you're up there, hey, send out a message for me up there here. I know I got another angel going on to intercede for me. Come on, Seal. I love Seal Johnson.
That rocks my soul.
Woo! I'm so glad I got a chance to talk to him before he left a few weeks ago. Lord have mercy. I've lost a lot of friends, y'all.
That I once knew.
Those who was active and understood our community.
Why my dreams never came true.
Come on, Seal. He also wrote a book. I got it. He was on my show talking about it one day. Talking about how a white man took their land. Come on. Play it.
Tell me, what can I do?
Woo! Come on, Seal. Come on, my brother.
Something is holding me back.
You lose folks like Seal and Otis and all of them. You lose a lot.
Is it because I'm black? Yeah.
Yeah. Take Otis' birthday is the 22nd of February. Woo! Hey.
I was raised in the ghettos of the city.
Come on, Seal. Come on, tell them.
Oh, Lord.
Did y'all know Seal was Marsha Thompson's first cousin?
Mama, she worked so hard.
Yeah.
To earn every penny.
My mama worked real hard. You know what, James, yeah. Mr. Max and all of them didn't get paid nothing, Harley. Woo!
Something is holding me back.
What is it?
Is it because I'm black?
Yeah, because they know that melon is strong, baby. That melon. Vitamin D melon. Hey. Woo! Play that guitar. His brother died a week before him. All them folks played them guitars. The Thompson and the Johnson family had very creative. Woo! Play it for him. Woo! Seal. Ow! Woo!
Like a child stealing his first piece of candy and got
hey!
Peeping around life's corner somewhere, I got lost.
Hey, come on. Come on back, y'all. Those who done got lost out there following the devil, come on back. Come on home. Hey, these ministers got to bring these young folks back to church.
Is it because I'm black?
And the young folks know when you're playing. Woo!
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Hey, you know, we know what to do. Hey!
Will I survive or will I die?
Oh, we're going to survive, baby. We got God. Come on, Seal!
Oh, keep on holding me back.
Ow!
Keep on holding on.
Oh, hold on.
Keep on picking on me.
Lord have mercy.
Keep on holding me back.
Come on, y'all. Advice among masters, print to hold you back. Following these destructive people is kept them. Come on, Seal.
I wonder why you do me like that, but you keep on holding me back. Keep on putting your foot on me.
Yeah. Got some new folks putting their feet on you. Now you don't even know they got the foot on you. Woo!
Somebody.
Hey!
I wanna be somebody.
Come on, Phil.
You see, I want diamond rings and things like you do.
But you ain't got a kill, Phil, though.
I want to drive Cadillac cars.
Hey, you did end up doing that, too, Phil.
Oh, I want to be somebody.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Woo.
But you keep on putting your foot on me.
Get your foot off my back.
I believe I can break away and
yes,
be somebody.
Come on, Phil.
Somehow, in some way. You see, I heard somebody say one time.
Had to play all this song in memory of
Phil. You
can make
it.
Hey.
If you try. Oh, and some of us, we're trying so hard. We're trying so hard. I want you to know that I don't speak for myself. But I speak for y'all too right now. Uh-huh.
Hey, this death hurt me.
White,
it hurt me, Phil. It hurt me when I got the call to hear Dawn. Yeah. Ebony.
This
yes,
I want to say to you, my sisters.
Y'all
my
call mom. Back.
Right.
Keep on hauling me back. Is it because you're black, Mr. Morrow?
Right.
Ebony.
Now,
Ebony means black.
If we keep on pushing, y'all.
Woo!
Oh, we got to make it a little bit further.
That's what I'm talking about.
We got to make it a little further. All we got to do is try, try, try. And some of us.
Yeah.
We're trying so hard.
How many more minutes I got on them?
We're trying so hard. We're trying so
hard. I'm going to do it all. I'm sorry, y'all. I got to play all this.
We're trying so hard, so hard.
Whoa!
We're trying so hard.
Yes, Lord.
Although they're holding us back.
Lord have mercy. That's what I mean.
And it stands to reason.
Hear that soul music.
That they're doing us like that.
Come on, see ya. Boop, boop.
You know what? It is. I believe it's because we're black.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Got that melon. Got that melon.
We can't stop now.
Can't stop, y'all.
We can't stop now.
Mm-mm.
Got to keep on, keep on, keep on, keeping on.
Yeah.
We got to
how many
on,
minutes I got over there? Okay, y'all. I'm no more calls,
know,
y'all.
I know that you know that I know it ain't right.
No more calls. Woo. Just
oh,
listen.
It ain't right.
It ain't right. Hey, still, my heart is aching, baby.
Hold us, hold us, hold
I'm gonna miss talking to you, my brother. I'm gonna miss fighting with you.
They're holding us back.
Yeah! I'm gonna play a little. The reason we know is because Whitney Houston said, yes, Jesus loved me. I'm gonna do about a minute, Whitney Houston. Then I'm gonna do conference table for a minute. I hope I have time to do. Whitney Houston, she came out of the church. I'm going to do a minute of her. Hey, y'all. Hey, black women. Ministers, you got to stop playing because when God comes from your buddy, you ain't right. You're going to get messed up because you're leading the sheep astray. Yeah. They taught us that we was children. And we knew when we was out there that Jesus loved. We had that in us. See, we didn't let everything come upon us. Learned that in Sunday school. That's why I love my pastor. He works every day, too. He's a Bible person. He got the King Spirit. I'm going to be on YouTube with him doing Bible study Wednesday. Liberty Baptist Church on YouTube or Facebook. You can go back to last Wednesday if you want to see what format he's using. Woo! My mama. Hey, I learned that when I was a little bitty girl. I used to walk around the house singing that. When you thought you're not loved, you say, no, Jesus loved me. I'm loved. And because he loved us, we can't have no peace until God is at the conference table. We gotta put him there.
Thank y'all for I've been having a good time today, y'all. Now, this is Marsha the Shylite. Marsha Thompson was Seal Thompson. Sylvester Thompson's first cousin. Seal Johnson, that was his name, stage name. Well, there ain't gonna be no peace, y'all. That's what I mean by these message songs. They had to separate us. I'm going to play that thing one day where they was talking about how these Italians, these other folks came up with how to do our children with the music. Come on, shout out, y'all. Marsha, my brother, I love you. If y'all want to get a Black History book, get my son Black History book that he wrote. I was proud of him. I tell you. Tillman's Handbook, A Great Black American Patriot. Y'all can pick it up. Learn something. Hey, y'all. He's at the conference table now because all of them up there, Lou Rawls and Otis and Phil Johnson, Mahalia Jackson, Inez Andrews, Basil Woods, you name them. All of them, B.B. King, Bobby Bland, hey, Lil Milton, I'm going to put some of these. Hey, y'all, guess what they're doing now? Come on, y'all. Y'all having a ball up there? This is the last song Johnny Taylor made. He didn't want to do this song. He went in the studio. He didn't want to make it, but he made it and went on, had a heart attack and left and went on to soul heaven. Woo! Johnny Taylor. Head in soul heaven. I can see Otis up there. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, I want to see when the gates swing open. All of them up there, though. John tells them, well, let's sing, bro. B.B. King's I Want to Sing Precious Lord. I need to let's sing, bro. Whoa! Come on, Sam. Hey, y'all. Show enough. Woo, that's Otis. Hey. Woo, soul heaven. Bring it on up. Bring him up. Woo. I know where you at, see him. When you get up there, tell him all we say hello. So, is it because we black? Oh, my God. Jesus was born black. Woo. Yeah! All these folks come out of the church. Yeah! Oh! Yeah! Come on now! Yeah! Got the Holy Ghost up in here, y'all. Hey! I know God said, look what I made. Come on, y'all, my look. God said, look at them. And the angels just direct the choir. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Pop Savers, get your guitar out. Woo. Marvin. Whitney, come on, what you got to do? Ow. Put that concert on. That's a hell of a concert. Yeah. Y'all, come on. Join my concert, y'all. If you're at home, clap your hands. Hey. Yeah, y'all. I hope I can get all this in. Whoa.
Come on, Johnny. Oh, Lord. What? Come on. Hey. Oh, she was there, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Woo, gotta tell him. Oh, what a great concert. Hey, come on, Seal. Join it, baby. Seal said, what the hell? Give me my guitar. Is you playing it? I miss you, Seal. Oh, to say I've been waiting on you, Seal. Whoa! Tyrone Davis! Say, whoa, Seal! Oh, little Milton said, what? Anime? Let's do it, baby. I know my mama's at that concert, and my God, watching it. Woo, Jesus! Hey, y'all. Yeah, our people come from the church, y'all. Woo! It's a good party, y'all. Hey! I'll see y'all next week, y'all. Phil Johnson, family, all of y'all, I love you. I love you all. My heart is heavy, but God knows best. Is that the end of the song? Until next week, y'all, 10 seconds of reparations now. I love y'all. See y'all. Hey, don't forget Wednesday, 7 o'clock. Liberty Baptist Church YouTube or Facebook.
In this slavery industry, is this nation's foundation of economy? What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restrictions.
Get affordable internet that delivers the speed and reliability you need, and get more value when you add Xfinity Mobile. Now, qualifying customers can get Xfinity Internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right. The Affordable Connectivity Program allows Xfinity to provide free high-speed internet to qualifying customers with speeds of up to 100 megabits per second, so you can connect on all your devices. Act now to get this incredible deal on high-speed internet for more streaming, more gaming, more chatting, and more of what you love. Ready for even more value? Ask how to save when you add Xfinity Mobile for as little as $15 for 1 gigabyte of data a month. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com/free, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Pricing subject to change. Xfinity Internet required. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage per line.
Toyota proudly presents In Their Own Words. Merle Evers in 1963 watched in horror as her husband met Gurley dying after being ambushed in front of their Jackson, Mississippi home. But Medgar and Merle had already had a difficult emotional conversation about tragic possibilities.
From the beginning, both of us were native Mississippians. So, yes, we did have that conversation, one where both of us cried, held on to each other, and he told me, "You must do this for me. You must take care of my children. And you keep the movement going in your heart." I told him, "I can't make it without you." And he said to me, "I'll never shall forget, you're stronger than you think you are."
In Their Own Words, proudly presented by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Tired of debating the news? What's true? What's not? Tune into Elevator Talk with your host, Mandeen Muhammad. I'm Mandeen Muhammad from the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I'll be bringing the source directly to you. No edits, no deletions, just pure elevator discussions with thoughtful listeners. Tune in to discussion on Elevator Talk.
It's Elevator Talk with Mandeen Muhammad, Tuesday nights from 9 p.m. until midnight on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Imagine being in a world where your laundry was professionally washed, folded, and hand-delivered back to you. You deserve some downtime, don't you? Let me introduce you to Clean Break, Chicago's number one wash and fold home delivery service. They also provide dry cleaning, shoe repair, and shoe shine services, and they are fully licensed and bonded. Clean Break will save you money and time. Call Clean Break today and get started with our WBON special offering wash and fold for only 75 cents per pound compared to the going rate of $1.25 to $1.60 per pound. So get the clean break you deserve, WBON listeners, and call us today at 773-413-7678. That's 773-413-7678. Clean Break. We've made being clean easy.
Did you hear about the girl who ordered this miracle clay and it grew her hair 6 inches in a month? Yeah, urban legends won't magically grow your hair, but there's a breakthrough new regimen from Gold Series that actually can make a difference. The Gold Series New Length Collection was designed by black scientists, especially for textured hair. The unique formula, which includes apricot oil and green tea, protects your precious new growth from breakage for longer, stronger hair. Introducing the Gold Series New Length Collection. This is growth.
Rivers Casino is your premier gaming destination. With the most slot jackpots in Chicagoland, the biggest wins at the tables, and unmatched dining experiences, Rivers Casino has the hottest action around. Rivers Casino is adding even more ways to win. More table games, more slot machines, and more dining means more of the experiences you love. You want more? Rivers Casino has more. Let's play. See RiversCasino.com for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-213-5757. 800-213-5757. 800-213-5757.
Greetings, family. This is Salim Muwakil asking you to check in with America's most astute radio audience every Saturday between 7 and 10 p.m. and astound family and friends with your bulging mind muscle. Join our global classroom where we're all students of the world.
On the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
It's a fact that some people receive better health care than others, but why? Hi, this is Dana Devine, host of Equal Health, Equal Hope. Those of you wondering what or who is Equal Hope, tune in this Saturday. Equal Hope takes a serious look at the health inequities and disparities our communities face. Two guests from Equal Hope will join me on the show to talk about Equal Hope, their advocacy work, and other initiatives. You'll learn about culturally aligned interventions and Equal Hope's role in eliminating health disparities. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
Years ago, black businesses flourished in Chicago. They were successful because we supported them. However, even just prior to the pandemic, many black businesses were struggling. What happened? Hi, I'm Omari Kamal, founder and managing director of Community Capital Tax and Accounting. On Saturdays at 12 noon, real estate attorney Shara Kamal, businessman Kurt Cargo, and I will host Wealth of Communities. We're going to be engaging in serious conversations about black wealth, moving from buying black to investing in black businesses, and creating a national black economic agenda. It's time. Tune in Saturdays at 12 p.m. for Wealth of Communities here on 1690 WVON.
Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas with Black Houses Matter.
I've been listening to WVON about the homeowner's exemption, and I never even thought it applied to me. And I finally called in. I would just encourage people to make sure that they listen to the program and talk to the Cook County Treasurer's Office, because you guys are like a gold bar in the ocean.
Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas with Black Houses Matter. Monday mornings at 11:30 a.m. on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
All forms of smoking are harmful, and quitting is hard, whether the delivery method is cigarettes, cigars, hookah, or vaping. Inhaling smoke is linked to lung disease, cancer, and other diseases. Vaping was invented to reduce smoking and has not been an effective way to stop, and is implicated in serious lung injuries. This Saturday on the Community Health Focus Hour, join host Dr. Ed McDonald and experts to learn how to successfully quit smoking. The Community Health Focus Hour, Saturdays at 1 p.m., powered by UChicago Medicine at the forefront.
Vaughn TV's Friday Night of Premieres kicks off February 18th with the riveting documentary Ali's Comeback, The Untold Story. By 1970, Muhammad Ali had been stripped of his title and out of the ring for 3 years because of his stance against the Vietnam War. But the city of Atlanta threw him a lifeline by putting the disgraced champ on a fight bill with Jerry Quarry, whom some considered the Great White Hope.
My intention is to box, to win a clean fight. But in war, the intention is to kill, and continue killing innocent people.
It was a thrilling fight, but it paled in comparison to what was transpiring behind the scenes. See what happens when the who's who in Black America show up in Atlanta in support of Muhammad Ali, only to be met by the Klan. It's a must-see on Vaughn TV, Friday, February 18th, beginning at 7 p.m. Watch it on Roku, Apple TV+, Amazon Fire, or at VON.TV. Vaughn TV's Friday Night of Premieres is powered by GM. Coming next week to Friday Night Premieres, the Black Emperor of Broadway. With news and information coming to you from every direction, here's a team you can trust. It's the Commentators, WVON's exclusive group of thought leaders, sharing their perspectives on everything from politics to business to community, from every angle and every side. It's Kimberly Agoin, Carl West, Abdul Hakim Shabazz, and Yolanda Joe. The Commentators, the most exclusive club in Chicago. Join them weekdays, 9:20, 5:20, and 11:55 p.m. They are why we're the talk of Chicago.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing on a summer night. It's pajamas with feet and everybody over for Sunday dinner. And that old stuffed chair in the living room you just can't get rid of. This is why you work a second job. This is why you learn to fix things yourself so you could save on repairs. Because home is your place, your memories, your family sleeping in their own beds at night. And that is why we want to help. We are making Home Affordable, a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. And now even more options are available. Call 888-995-HOPE today. That's 888-995-HOPE. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
From the Xfinity Studios at WVON, it's time for the Aklovitz Hour on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Happy Saturday to all of you. We are live in the great WVON 773-591-1690. 773-591-1690 is our call in letters. Again, happy Saturday, happy Sabbath to all that believe. Welcome to the Aklovitz Hour. I am your host, Bomani Obadeli. Aklovitz Hour is brought to you by the UIC Policy Center, the Michael Reese Health Trust Foundation, and the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority. Aklovitz, Inc. is a non-for-profit organization that uses a public health approach to addressing community violence through our various programs. We are working in seven communities across the city of Chicago, providing street outreach and counseling to high-risk individuals. We're also working in four Level 1 trauma centers, and we partner with and fund 23 small community-based organizations across the city of Chicago that are focusing on violence reduction programming, and at the tune of about $2.5 million. All of that is made possible by the Illinois